The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. It's time for Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell. And, of course, joined this morning by Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union. Good morning, Jenna.
Yeah, good morning, Andy.
And you brought along somebody's become a frequent flyer on the program.
Yes, so I have Troy Brenhog with me again today. And if you have listened to any of our past episodes, you might remember him from episodes 7 and 8, where we talked about debt consolidation. And then he also came back on episode 23, when we talked about interest rates. And here he is back again on episode 48.
All right. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning.
So maybe fill us in on what you do with First Alliance Credit Union.
Yeah, so I am our consumer lending program manager. It's a mouthful, but anyways, I look over our consumer loan products that we have out there to offer, and just make sure that we're offering products to everyone we can, and just as needed.
Last week on Good Money Moves, we talked about that brand new branch office on Commerce Drive Northwest, the Commons, and that's here in Rochester, of course. What are we going to cover this week, Jenna?
Sure. Yeah, so this week, we're going to be digging into an aspect of getting a loan that we've mentioned in a couple episodes before, but we've never really fully explored what that topic means. And that topic is using a cosigner to help you qualify for a loan and kind of what that means for the main borrower as well as the cosigner.
Is this a pretty common thing?
Yes and no. So about 1 in 6 adults have co-signed a loan or a credit card for someone else. So 1 in 6. It's not hugely common, but it does come up. Remember, you know, we've got a lot of people out there that don't understand credit scores, are just starting to build credit, things like that. The most common scenario is going to be a parent co-signing for an adult child. Usually, you know. Because
you're starting out in life.
yep. So auto loans typically account for the most often use of a cosigner, followed by personal loans. Student loans are a big one as well, and then credit cards at about 16%.
Sure, it makes sense with auto loan. That's usually a person's first really big purchase.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we'll start with the basics. Direct this one at Troy. Yeah. What is a co-signer?
Yeah, so a co-signer is somebody who's essentially going to guarantee the loan. By guaranteeing the loan, they're just guaranteeing that the person borrowing it will pay it back. And if they don't, then the co-signer signs a piece of paper saying, I promise to pay you back. Co-signers are... to Jenna's point, you know, co-signers are typically used when somebody has little to no credit, sometimes known as a thin credit file, and just hasn't proven themselves in the credit world borrowing large amounts of money, right? You had said, an auto loan, Andy.
Right.
An auto loan most of the time is a person's first big, quote-unquote, big loan. Most financial institutions just aren't comfortable because they have nothing to go off of, except for a person's word. So they'll ask for a cosigner. And Jenna mentioned that's typically a parent or a family member. But really, it can be anyone. It can be a friend.
But they have to – they're basically signing on to the loan as well, right?
Yeah, they are. They're really promising to pay. It's not a joint application, so there is a little difference there. They just simply are guarantor. What they have to do is sign a piece of paper, and it's pretty much like an amendment to the actual loan that we're giving them. And it simply says that if borrower doesn't pay, I promise to pay you.
Now, I imagine the co-signer is going to have established credit. Otherwise, you, the financial institution, would not be interested in having their co-signature.
Right. Great point. Every institution's going to do things a little differently. And I think I've prefaced that whenever I've come on. So most of the time, in fact, all the times when I speak to First Alliance Credit Union's way. But yeah, a co-signer is somebody who is going to have an established track record with making payments and has shown that they have the ability to make those payments, which is going to give them a high credit score. And also they have the means, as in they earn or have enough assets to be able to make those payments.
Okay. You kind of mentioned, co-borrowing is a difference between, what's the difference between a co-signer and a co-borrower?
Yeah, right.
It kind of sounds like the same thing when you describe it.
Absolutely. And very often they are kind of co-mingled in the financial world, and different institutions will call it different things. But for First Alliance, a co-borrower is really a joint borrower. So on credit bureaus, you'll see an I for individual or a J for joint credit. And a co-borrower is joint. Most of the time, a co-borrower is going to, they're going to have value, or they're going to reap the benefits of the loan with the borrower. So think of like husband and wife, or think of partners that you go and buy a car. Maybe it's for their family, so therefore they both sign on there. Whereas you have an 18-year-old child or a 30-year-old child that might not live at home but has never had credit before, their parent might sign on as a co-signer saying, I know that my child will pay, but they're really not benefiting from it at all.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, but in both cases, a co-borrower and a co-signer is signing on to be responsible for the amount being borrowed, right?
Yeah. At the end of the day, yes. How we treat it is, if it's an application that has a co-signer, the co-signer really is maybe the last person to be notified of a late payment, because we really try to work it out with the borrowers first. And if we have to, then we'll go back to the co-signer and say, hey, we can't get in contact with the borrowers. We need payment. You signed on this loan. Please make a payment. Now, if you're a co-borrower or a joint application, we're calling or we're trying to get in contact with you, and you're held equally responsible for that loan.
So in the co-signer scenario, you don't want to make that call, and the person who co-signed doesn't want to get that call.
That's a fact.
All right. We're talking with Troy Brenhaug and, of course, Jenna Tauble with First Alliance Credit Union. It's Good Money Moves. We're talking about co-signing for a loan and what that entails, and we'll continue our discussions right after this quick break on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 F.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tauble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tauble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. Andy Brownell and Jenna Tauble, and of course with us Troy Brenhaug from First Alliance Credit Union. And we're always talking about loans when we talk with Troy, and this time we've been talking about co-signing for loans. And Troy, maybe could you explain a little bit more about when someone would need to have the co-signer be, and we kind of touched on it, but situations where you as a financial institution would be asking to have someone co-sign on a loan?
Yeah. So there are, I mean, multiple different scenarios, but the most common are going to be those who, A, haven't had credit. So we just ask if they have somebody that has established credit to put their stamp of approval, quote unquote, on there. We really focus and try to help some people that might have had hiccups in their life at some point in time, which may have drug their credit scores down. And we want to help them. And a lot of times it's easier to help them if they have somebody who's willing to maybe sign with them that has better credit and just say, I promise that my friend will pay, and if they don't, we will.
I suppose that gives you, as the lender, quite a bit more confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we really focus on the person borrowing the money at the end of the day. However, there's just, at times, there's just a little bit of uncertainty for us to go ahead and maybe approve them outright, that having a cosigner just brings them over the line and says, okay, we'll get into a credit agreement with you and we're willing to borrow you this money.
Okay.
If they have that cosigner.
A question for you. If you are the person who needs to have the cosigner to get you, you know, that little bump over the line, as you put it,
yeah.
And then I meet my obligations, is there a little asterisk next to my name because I had to have a cosigner, or does that, do I get the benefit on my future credit rating from my performance on this loan, even though I had a cosigner?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's still an individual application. You're going to get the credit for your good behaviors. And when I say good behaviors, your on-time payments, and you're going to get the credit for having that established trade line, right? Because when we talked about credit scores, that's one of the factors that, two of the factors that go into a good credit score is on-time payments and then length of time you've had credit established. So even though you have a cosigner, there's no asterisks on your credit, and you do reap the full benefit of it.
Okay. Now, if I'm a person with iffy credit, let's say I've had those hiccups, but I still perhaps might qualify, would there still be a benefit for me to have a cosigner in some scenarios?
You know, if you have a cosigner, I mean, I would, if you had hiccups and your credit was, quote unquote, a little bit shaky, if you did your due diligence prior and had one in your back pocket, it could speed up the process. However, I would encourage you to go in and apply for credit on your own to see if a financial is willing to take you on, because then you're not, if it is a burden for somebody to sign, you're not burdening that person.
Okay.
That's a word, but you know what I mean?
I do. I was just thinking that maybe I might have be able to take advantage of perhaps a lower interest rate if my co-signer was, you know, somebody with great credit.
Yeah.
Or doesn't that translate over?
Well, that's where I'm going to go back to the financial institutions are all different when it comes to that. At First Alliance Credit Union, again, we really focus on the borrower. So the person or people, because you can have a joint application that we still ask for a cosigner on. We go off the better of the borrowers, and the cosigner doesn't have a bearing on an interest rate at all.
Okay.
It would have to be a co-borrower or a joint application.
So ideally, if you're the borrower, you're going to be better off for all involved, probably even just stress in relationships, to qualify for this loan on your own.
If you can.
Yeah.
100%. And I think most human beings don't always like to ask for help, right? So if you don't have to ask somebody to sign on your loan, I mean, that just, that interaction or that transaction is just much more ideal, maybe.
Okay.
And to your point, doesn't cause stress.
So if I'm on the other side of this, I'm not the borrower, but I'm the person being asked to be the co-signer. Obviously, there's risk. What are some of the things I need to consider before I actually agree to do this for a friend or a family member?
Yeah. So, I mean, you really want to make sure that you know this person, because just how it's going to affect you positively when a person does pay, and let's be honest, 99% of loans get paid. If there are late payments, or it doesn't get paid, period, that's going to affect you also. Because again, that piece of paper, the amendment to the note, it clearly states on there what your obligations are. And one of them is to make monthly payments as agreed or pay the loan off in full. So you're really going to want to make sure that you trust the person. You know the person, you trust the person, and you're fully confident that it is a good decision that the person's making and not just maybe instinctual if it comes to buying a car or,
sure,
or something.
I can afford
yes.
I can afford the Civic, but I want the F-150.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and just to kind of piggyback off what Troy was saying, you know, really truly understanding why the, you know, person is going after this loan to begin with is huge. And, you know, some questions you can ask to kind of suss out, you know, maybe you do trust this person, but you're questioning, why do they need this? You know, there's good questions to ask, and you can get a really good feel for what that person's true intentions are by just, so, you know, what is the loan for? How much is it? Why does the lender want a co-signer with you? What is your repayment plan?
Yeah, how much,
you know, if they hadn't even thought about the repayment of it, that's not a good sign. And Andy, to kind of piggyback off what you were saying, is this loan to cover a need or a want that the borrower has? Because if it's a true need, I need this loan to fix my car so I can get to work and continue to feed my family. That's a lot different than, well, I really want this new car because I'm sick of my old one.
Yeah.
Is a different scenario and something to keep in mind.
Let me ask you this, and maybe Troy or Jenna, you have the answer to this. I agree to be the co-signer, and the person is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Let's say they're making late payments. I wouldn't know that until I'm contacted by the lender. Is that going to ding my credit rating?
Yeah, so when you talk about, so there's two different aspects to this that I want to touch on. Dinging your credit rating, it's not going to hit your credit until you're 30 days or more past due. So if you're 29 days past due, it does not reach your credit report.
So hopefully I'll learn that before that occurs.
Correct. And the collection process or the reaching out process is different at every institution, right? We are very proactive for our members, so we try to stay in front of it. The second part that I really want to reach on is a financial obligation. So you get assessed a late charge after so many days, and that will be in, we're regulated. That has to be upfront, very visible, on how many days after your due date will late charge or charges be applied.
Many, many, many things to consider.
Yes.
So obviously, if you're being asked to do this, do your research and ask a lot of questions before you actually agree to sign on. We do have to take a break. We'll continue our discussions about co-signing for a loan with Jenna Tubble and Troy Brenhog from First Alliance Credit Union on Good Money Moves, News Talk 1340, KROC AM at 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tubble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We're back to Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking with Jenna and Troy about co-signing for loans. Troy, let's say I need a co-signer. And the obvious ones aren't available, close family members, or let's say I can't find anyone who would actually qualify to be a co-signer. What are my other options, or do I have any options?
Sure. There are multiple options. What my advice to you would be is your particular lender that you're dealing with on your request, I would just ask them, what would it take in order for me not to have a person sign on this loan, because I don't have one. Between you and the lender, you guys should be able to come up with a plan in order to set you up for success in the future. What I can tell you at First Alliance Credit Union, what we've advised our members to do is we have action steps. So obviously there's something getting in the way of us giving you, granting you a loan. And our lenders do a great job of just laying it out there, putting it on paper and having you go away with it to then follow up with you on a follow-up date that you set. Another thing you could do is if you're asking for too much, maybe you reevaluate. You're asking for the F-150, but yet you can get by with the Civic, maybe you have to take the Civic. And then, again, ask, what will it take for me to get the F-150? So
down the road.
Yes. I think the moral of it is you just have to be open, and you have to be open to getting some feedback, which might hurt or you might not like. But if it's a fact, you can go back and say, I followed all these steps. Now let's go ahead and do this loan.
That's why I've really appreciated getting to know you folks at First Alliance Credit Union and the work you do on that part of it, that the person, a young person just starting out or a person who's made some mistakes, you guys can steer them in a direction that they're going to be reaping the benefits for the rest of their lives if they prove successful.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on that. We've worked very, very hard, and education is something that you don't get everywhere, and we really try to educate our members every opportunity we get.
So, what do we call that? Financial literacy, that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. There might be a podcast on that.
Yeah, there might be. I suppose if you're at another lender and they're not responding to your needs, I imagine you can shop around as well, and hopefully you'll land at First Alliance and maybe get the guidance you need. I can see that as an option we haven't talked about yet.
Yeah, absolutely. Our doors are open. You live in one of the five counties. Live, work, worship, or do business, go to school, or have a family member that is a member of First Alliance. And again, we would love to help you or anybody out there become, we call it the 700 club, right? 700 and above. A lot of places you're considered A credit, and we would love to help everyone get there.
There's your goal, the 700 club.
Right. That's right.
So we've been talking a lot about loans. And, folks who are probably not in the best position to get a loan and things that they can do, including co-sign, getting somebody to co-sign or working on improving their credit. Jenna, I know your website is chock full of advice and information about those topics and a bunch of other stuff. Maybe you can fill us in on the resources available.
Absolutely. It's my favorite part of every episode. So if you visit our website, firstalliancecu.com, and you can check out our blog, you can even check out past episodes of our podcast where we've talked about things like credit scores and how to build your credit score. We also have an entire page on our website dedicated to educating and kind of providing information about, what the credit score is, how do you raise it, things like that. You know, we've got information out there on our website about that, about co-signing, everything we've talked about today, as well as a few other resources, like I said, out on our blog. And I also want to point out, you know, Troy talked about coming in, becoming a member. When you become a member at First Alliance, you have access to even more resources and tools that are not necessarily available to just anyone on our website. But once you become a member, you have access to them through our online banking and mobile banking apps. And one of those we've talked about before is our credit score monitoring tool, which if you're finding yourself in a position where you are being asked to have a cosigner on a loan, it's probably because you've had some rough spots and your credit doesn't look great. And so being able to monitor that and build that is so important to making good money moves.
Yeah. And while we have a couple seconds, a reminder that you can go and check out the new branch, First Alliance Credit Union Commons, right?
Yes.
2483 Commerce Drive Northwest, out by Costco.
It is.
And the fancy new kiosks, the whole works. So we talked about it in the previous podcast, and of course you can hear that one and all the others, if you wish, by just visiting KROCnews.com or stop by the First Alliance Credit Union website as well.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Troy, thank you so much. Always enjoy talking to you. And Jenna, we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you. It's Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.